This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You know, last week we had three very, very frightening stories. One was about Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith, and what they can do with your account. And it's quite frightening, especially if you have a retirement account. We also talked about laser charging. Charging remotely devices that don't have power, electric power to them. They can be charged with a laser beam, a significantly powerful laser beam. And, of course, anything that flies through the laser beam gets damaged, right? And then the other thing that we talked about, third thing, was wireless charging in a room where a transmitter would put energy into the air and you could have your cell phone charged without that 3-foot charging wire or cable. So we have an update on one of those stories right now. Welcome, Bert.
Welcome, class.
So what do you have to share with us, Bert?
Well, apparently birds have been dying in downtown Manhattan from exposure to 1,000-kilowatt power laser beams.
Are you serious?
No. But that could vary. If this goes forth, believe me, that'll be, let's hope it doesn't go forth because it's a terrible idea. And those lasers were not just powering devices, quote unquote, they were going to power major equipment. So we're not talking about, you know, little laser pointer, making a smart tag turn on. We're talking about massive amounts of power beamed on narrow laser beams. So, let's hope that we help play a part to keep that from coming to fruition, other than maybe in a laboratory environment.
I believe I've read stories in the past about weaponizing laser beams to take down aircraft. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think you were watching one of the James Bond movies.
No, I haven't watched any James Bond movies or videos in the last 25, 30 years. No, this is something that I read scientifically on the Internet. It was not fiction. It was the real deal. And, of course, the military has used microwave weapons as well, and the military and police are using sound cannons, audio weapons. So they're using the audio spectrum, they're using the visible light spectrum, and they're using the invisible spectrum. So for weapons, all true. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, no, what you said is all correct, Vince. And, you know, I wonder if, a spacecraft from another planet comes to Earth and they look at us doing these kind of things, what do they think? You know, these earthlings spending their time, energy, money, commerce to create energy beams to kill one another. They're probably scratching their head about it.
Well, You know, the question is, do they have to think about it, or do they already know? And if they already know, they know we're a bunch of idiots because we're destroying our own sandbox. And we only have one sandbox. It's planet Earth. And, you know, there are a couple billionaires that are trying to get off the planet. And Prince William is saying, and I'm paraphrasing, what's the matter with you guys? We need to fix it here at home. Stop drilling holes in the atmosphere. Stop wasting fuel. Stop wasting energy. Put your efforts into fixing the problems we have at home before it's too late. And it actually probably is getting darn near too late. We have polluted the oceans. We've polluted the air. We've polluted the land. We've polluted everything. And we're a greedy bunch. And it's man I'm talking about. Not all men, but enough people are so greedy and so ignorant that they don't understand what they're doing. But do you have an update about Merrill Lynch, Pierce?
Yeah, can I just say one thing? We weren't going to talk about it today, but I just want to, you know, since you mentioned an aliens coming to Earth and what would they think. So I just want to give class an update. This is next Tuesday, October 19th at 8:30 a.m., and I assume that's Eastern Standard Time. There's going to be a press conference where four former United States Air Force officers are going to be discussing how UFOs interfered with American nuclear missile bases and tried to deactivate the missiles and do other pranks. And that there's going to be a press conference at the National Press Club at 8:30 next Tuesday, October 19th. It's going to be fascinating.
That sounds interesting. And is there any thoughts that you have, previews as to why they interfered with the nuclear weapons that we have?
I think it was a warning, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That we're playing with things that are not in our interest, not in our interest of human beings, not in the interest of the planet, and probably not in the interest of the galaxy as a whole. And it sounds quaint. But this is for real. This happened for real. These officers are now getting, up in age, and this is something that has stuck with them their entire career, and they were told not to talk about it. They're now retired. They're, what can happen to them at this point in their lives? They need to get it off their conscience. They think it's important, and I think it's fascinating. I think it's absolutely one of the most important stories that we have to talk about, and this press conference will be going on, as I said, next Tuesday.
You know, I met one of those type guys. Actually, I met several of them, and we flew a bomber called Boxcar in World War II, and we dropped atomic bombs. On two of them. One was by the Enola Gay and one was by Boxcar. And I met the weaponeer of Boxcar. He's the guy that turned on or enabled the detonation device while the atomic bomb was in the air en route to Japan. And I asked him, thinking back, if you had to do it again, would you? He said yes. By the name, his name was Jeppers, J-E-P-P-E, I believe it's J-E-P-P-E-R-S. So I met all of the remaining crew, I guess close to 20 years ago. So, back to you.
Yeah, and, it's hard to put ourselves in... you and I were not alive then, probably most of our class not alive in 1945. But so it's very difficult for us to, put ourselves back in that type of war environment and thinking. But boy, I've dealt with this, in my conscience as an American, and I demonstration of strength, but minimized the casualties of how many human beings we killed with those two bombs.
Well, it looked like, back then, it looked like the Japanese, you know, they did attack us unprovoked in Pearl Harbor. And you know, some people say there was a warning, and other people say, well, the president wanted it to happen. Other people say we were attacked unprovoked, but Japan declared war on us, and they really beat us up on December 7th, 1941. And then several days later, the German Nazis declared war on the United States, and then we were in the fight. And it was our ingenuity and our stick-to-itiveness and our determination and our perseverance and our strength that led us to victory. Otherwise, we'd be speaking either German or Japanese.
As would the rest of the world, then.
Right, right. And this is not a slight against the Japanese people per se. This was against a regime back then, a military complex, and the government of Japan. Just as we in the United States go around beating up little countries all over the world because they've got stuff we want, like precious metals, like rare earth elements, like things that we need for electric cars, like cobalt, nickel, etc. Cadmium. So back to Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith, also known as Merrill Lynch. They were pretty rough on you. What happened?
They were, and you know, you can choose to face these things, I guess, in two ways. You can give up and succumb and say, "Hey, you win some, you lose some." But when you know you've been wronged, and you know that the body of the weight of what has happened is really the other side doing something wrong against you, hard for me to walk away. I know some people say, you know, it's better to just walk away because you don't get eaten up with fighting and stress. And I guess it's hard for me to do that. It's not in my DNA. The good news, Vince, is my account was restored. And I received 100% reimbursement from Merrill Lynch. So at the end of the day, it took a lot of perseverance on my part, and it did take a lot of stress, but I chose to fight, and at the end of the day, I did win, if you call it that. You know, getting back to, you know, where you were, if you call that, not getting ahead, you're just getting back what's yours, but they did do the right thing at the end of the day.
You know, I shared the story with the class how I was attacked, our family was attacked by the state of Missouri, the corrupt state of Missouri. And they said that we owed $35,000 in unpaid sales tax for 1 year and $65,000 unpaid sales tax for another year, two adjacent years. And they wanted $100,000 from us. And they threatened us. They threatened our farm. They threatened us. And they sent these letters, these legal threatening letters. And I read them all on the air. None of this was true. And I said, you know, when people get audited by the IRS, they kind of feel ashamed. I said, we didn't do it. There's no shame. And we're going after these thugs. And we did. I'll tell you what happened.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So this was years ago, but I was a broadcaster. And so the corrupt state of Missouri had a fishing expedition, unwarranted, and they demanded $100,000 from us. Now, some people would say, well, maybe we can settle for maybe $50,000. Maybe they'll go away. I went after them nonstop. I read their threatening letters. I said that we don't owe it on the air. I said none of this happened. And the state demanded 2 years' worth of emails from me. And I said, you're not getting it. So I wonder if, Glass, I'm just trying to tell you that when you write emails, someone you write them to may be threatened by a government agency or organization, and they may just say, oh, okay, I'll give it to you. I said, you're not getting it. As a matter of fact, I met with the senior legal counsel. I called him up. I said, I want to meet with you, and I'm going to save you some embarrassment. And so he said he was busy, and I said, I am too. But I want to meet with you because here's what I'm going to do. And he agreed to meet with me. I met him in the conference room at the state capitol, and I put a penny on the table. Took a penny out of my sports coat pocket, and I put it on the table. And I said, if giving you this will stop this problem right now, you're not getting it. And I told him I was going to expose him nonstop, and I did. And I got a letter of apology within a week from the senior legal counsel. And then they pulled the stunt again. A couple years later, the administrator for the revenue department. Threatened us again, a smaller amount. And I did the same thing. I read those letters, and I got an apology from her. And one of our instructors got the same fishing expedition threat. But his wasn't 100 grand, it was about 8,000. And I learned about that. So it wasn't just us that they were trying to threaten with a made-up scenario. You know, in order to owe $100,000 to the state for unpaid sales tax, that would mean that we would have had to sell over $1 million worth of stuff within the state of Missouri. We had nothing for sale. Nothing. It's all made up. And they back down. So what I'm telling you, class, is dealing from strength is really, really important. And you can do it. You've just heard three examples. Bert?
I guess the message is you need to fight. Nothing happens easy. That's the way it is. But the government just seems to be getting less and less empathetic. I mean, on one hand, you hear that they say, oh, we care about the little man and we care about justice. But when, you know, let's look at actions versus words. The actions are the government really doesn't care.
The government doesn't care and nobody's coming to help you. And victims of Hurricane Katrina are still waiting. So, but there's one paramount fact that must be considered when you get into one of these fights. Number one, first of all, it has to be based on truth. You have to be on the side of truth, and you have had to have done nothing wrong. So if you did something wrong, well, then they've got, you know, a case. But if you've done nothing wrong, there is no case. In our situations, we've done nothing wrong. There were no sales, nothing. Because they said, literally, they said, you show us all your receipts for the period that was in question. And I said, no. You show me your evidence of the sales that you claim we made and to whom we made them and when and how and for how much. You show me that. And you know what? They couldn't, because there weren't any. So, you know, there is power in the media, and we've proven it over and over again. There are many stories I could tell you, but I don't want to take up the time, about the little people being beat up by the big bad machine. And the machine can be the government, state, local, county, federal, or corporate. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inflation trend in the United States is squashing lower-income American families across the country. The Producer Price Index, which measures prices that businesses receive for their goods and services, surged 8.6% in September. President Biden on Thursday signed legislation temporarily raising the government's borrowing limit to nearly $29 trillion, saving America from defaulting, but only until December. Another scientist has pushed back against the doom and gloom of climate change peddlers from the United Nations and other governmental agencies. Dr. Leslie Woodcock, a professor at the University of Manchester School of Chemical Engineering and Analytical Science, is a former NASA scientist. In an interview, he laughed off man-made climate change as nonsense and a money-making industry for the green lobby. The term climate change is meaningless. The Earth's climate has been changing since Earth was formed a billion years ago, he said. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The mother of the woman killed by U.S. Capitol Police on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt, called her daughter's death a murder. Mickey Whithoff on Newsmax.
I'm, you know, hanging in there day by day. Enraged as well. I was at work and my daughter-in-law called me. So all the way home, I was hoping that it was a rubber bullet and that it was not my daughter. So, you know, you run a lot of things through your head.
The Defense Department has decided not to allow the Air Force veteran to be buried with military honors usually afforded by all honorably discharged personnel.
They didn't justify it. It was just decided by Colonel, I can't remember his last name. I don't have it in front of me, but somebody from the Air Force decided that because of her participation in January 6th, she would not be eligible. It's an outrage like so many other things. You know, my daughter was a proud patriot protesting and not an insurrectionist, and I just think that narrative should cease to be pushed forward for any of our political prisoners, my daughter especially included.
President Trump at a rally on January 3rd.
And by the way, who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? We all saw the hand. We saw the gun.
My daughter believed enough in the fact that the election was stolen to go to Washington, D.C. with so many other patriots that are there that are still suffering. And I feel like they tried to squash a movement that day, but I feel like they've made my daughter's voice louder.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us in California. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, I think I want to talk about something that we've discussed it before. We've fought class about it, and there's been some recent occurrences in the last few days and weeks, and that is solar flares, solar cycle 25 that we're in, and the warning that this may indeed lead to a Carrington effect event in the next 4 years. And as some of us may know, we've discussed, we're currently in solar cycle 25, and we just narrowly missed a few days ago a coronal mass injection that caused some solar light, northern light, and created a little disturbance to shortwave radio, but generally was, unnoticed and unaffected most people on the planet. But this is becoming a very strong solar cycle, and I think it's important to say that it's not when. We're almost guaranteed, just the law of probability, to have a large event occur within the next several years. And we've discussed what happened in 1859. We had something almost as bad in 1921. And we also had something occur in the more recently that affected Quebec, where they lost their entire power grid. So it's not, could it happen or what if, we talk about probabilities and odds. This is something that's guaranteed to happen, and it may actually happen, in that there's a very strong likelihood that it could happen in this solar cycle. If it doesn't, perhaps the next. But we're not talking about, one in a thousand probability. We're talking about 100% certainty that we will have one of these solar storms hit the planet. And the longer it takes for this to happen, the worse it's going to be because of modern electronics, the power grid, what we have on the planet. And that's been the case for each one of these that has hit the planet over the last couple of hundred years, each one causing progressively more damage. Even though the intensity actually went down slightly, the damage went up.
Okay, so we know when these events are going to happen, Glass, because they do not travel at the speed of light. So the time that it takes for light to reach Earth is way faster than the speed that the plasma from a coronal mass ejection travels. So it travels more slowly. So we might have a couple days notice. Because if it did travel at the speed of light and we noticed it, it would have hit us as we were noticing it. Okay? So what we did here at our farm, we have electronics. I've got a broadcast studio. I'd hate to have to rebuild it. And it would take a while. I wouldn't be able to rebuild it instantaneously. I mean, I've got spare parts, but I have to put them all together. So what we did to protect our system was we disconnected all of our electronics from wires. Okay, so all of the wires in your house, that run in the walls and under the floors and in the ceilings, they act as antenna. And they're connected to each other at the breaker panel. So that's an antenna. And then all those wires can capture that coronal mass ejection field and deliver it right to your sensitive electronics. So the thing is to unplug it. Unplug all of these electronics, both from the Ethernet cables, the telephone wires, at the telephone jacks. I mean, if you have a modem router, unplug it at the jack from the telephone company. Unplug your Ethernet router, unplug your computer wires, those kinds of things, and you'll have a greater chance of not losing equipment. Unplug your television from, if it's connected to the Internet, and power. And here's an interesting thing. So in our house, we have electric fence because we live on a farm. And this fence tape is half inch wide. It's white. And it has six stainless steel thread size wires woven in this polypropylene tape. And each roll of it is 660 feet, and they're connected together, and they just go here and there, and there are all kinds of paddocks and fields that are all connected to an electric fence charger. And that's a huge antenna, easily a mile long, electrically, head up all that wire. And if this coronal mass ejection hit that, it would travel all the way to the fence charger and blow it up electrically. Make a crispy critter out of it, literally. So all I did was disconnect that antenna, you know, that electric fence tape from the charger. That's all I did. And I have a clip. It's like a battery charger clip. And that is what I connect the fence charger to the fence with. All I did was unclip it. It took a minute or less to do that. Actually, it took like 2 seconds. So I just wanted to share that with the class. Bert, your thoughts on what our protocol here at the farm?
Well, correct. And there's other things we can do, too. Of course, if we know it's coming, we can just completely disconnect from the grid, just turn everything, you know, flip your breakers, and we will know, because you mentioned how it's not the speed of light. We basically can see what happens on the sun and get it in about 8 minutes. So basically, astronomers, we have satellites up that are constantly observing the sun. We just sent a new satellite to the sun, specifically to monitor sunspots and coronal activity. So we'll know, and then approximately 2 days warning before it hits the Earth. And we'll never be sure because which surface of the planet it's going to hit. And like I said, we just narrowly missed one a few days ago that it did have some effect, but most of it blew off to the side of the planet. So, and let me mention this also, that in 1859, which we believe was the largest one that we've recorded, it was so strong that railroad rails, so not the ties, the metal rails warped. So imagine the strength of the energy to do that. Telegraph operators, and that's about all we had in terms of modern electronics, were electrocuted out of their chairs. They didn't die, but if they were holding the wire, or, you know, the little buzzer and tapper, they got shocked and they were knocked out of their chairs, and telegraph lines were set on fire. In 1921, so we were a little more advanced at that point. We had early radio. We had more telegraph. In 1921, telegraph and railroad communications centers were set on fire in New York City and in London. That's how intense it was. And as I mentioned, in 1989, Quebec lost power for a long period of time because the coronal mass ejection was attracted to Quebec because of the soil structure underneath that part of Canada. So,
yeah, class, when you think about these railroad rails, if you will, these T-shaped rails, they weigh over 100 pounds a foot. So it's not like, you know, wire. These are really hard to bend. And that's why they make them that way, because if a train is going around a curve and the rail bends, the train will derail. So it's really important that these rails not bend. And what Bert was saying is that's how strong this Carrington event was in 1859. Plasma from the sun bent railroad tracks and caused fires. Please continue.
Yes. So keep in mind that we have no control over what the sun does. The sun doesn't get angry at us for sending nasty tweets. The sun doesn't get angry at us for, you know, for burning too much fossil fuel. Now, I don't think we should burn too much fossil fuel, and we've talked about that before, but the sun has a mind of its own, you know, and maybe mind's the wrong word because it's not a living organism. It's just, you know, a bunch of plasma, primarily hydrogen that's undergoing nuclear reaction. It's like a constantly going hydrogen explosion. And these things happen. Why they happen, it's just part of nature. But it's for real. It affects our planet. It'll affect all life on our planet, and it'll especially affect our electrical infrastructure and modern electronics that we depend on. And we are not prepared for it because a lot of people just think this is science fiction. It's not real, but it is real, and it is going to happen.
So, Bert, words of the wise, if if we get another warning, or excuse me, when we get another warning, and we know that it's going to be tomorrow, let's say. You know, we hear today that it'll be a tomorrow. So is your advice to shut off the breakers, disconnect the electronics from the wires, etc., and just ride it out? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. And then for those who are concerned about their wireless devices, okay, will it affect the communications between their wireless devices in their house? Let's say they have a TV, and it's a wireless TV connected to the internet wirelessly. Do they need to worry about that wireless connection? Now, I know the answer, but I want to make sure our class does.
Yeah, well, the wireless connection itself will be fine. What's interesting is we think, and of course, we've never had, you know, other than what happened in Quebec, we haven't had one to affect, you know, all our modern cell phones and electronics, but we think that the actual devices will survive. What happens is it's attracted to longer wavelength copper and wiring. And in Quebec's case, it was the conductivity of the soil under that part of Canada. So it's more going to affect power lines and the power grid and your electric fence at the Finelli Ranch. Yet the phone you hold in your hand, that phone will most likely be fine. But the network may not be operating, so there might be nobody to talk to on the phone. But the phone will probably survive. Same thing with the car. The car will probably survive, including all the electronics in the car, we think, will survive. But there may not be any place to go drive to get gas, because the electricity for the power grid could be gone for a substantial amount of time. And depending on the damage done, it could be for a prolonged period of time because we don't have enough reserve of power transformers. This is something we've discussed in the past. The power transformers that our grid depends on, we have very little backup supply of.
Okay, we've got Robert in Kansas on hold, and we're going to come back. But I just have one quick comment I'd like to make before that. We'll be right back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kirk Bertones is with us in California. Radio frequency engineer Robert in Kansas is patiently waiting. But I just wanted to make one comment. Bert, we're talking about electromagnetic radiation, plasma. And so the bottom line is the wireless phones may work during a coronal mass ejection, but the network that connects them may be destroyed. And I wanted to share with you just an indication of what we're talking about. So I was working on a Dodge, Cummins Dodge, a turbo diesel pickup truck, 3/4-ton pickup truck, and the transmission was flaky. It just wouldn't shift right. And there's a transmission control computer that's involved in this. And we diagnosed everything, couldn't find anything. So I took apart the wiring harness from the alternator that several feet long, and I unwrapped it, and I added in a single wire, 12-gauge stranded wire, and I put an eyelet on it, soldered it, and grounded that wire. So I put a drain wire in the wiring harness. All it did was travel along the harness. It was only connected to the ground of the engine. Wrapped up the wiring harness, put it all back together, and the transmission worked fine. So what we're saying is strange things can happen in electronics when there are external frequencies. Any quick comments before we put Robert on?
No, that was very smart. And by the way, put a grounding wire in your roof, and that's primarily for lightning, but it can also assist, we think, for coronal mass discharge event. That ground wire in the top of your roof, grounded through a stake into the ground.
Tell you what, maybe next week we can talk more about that in depth, if that's okay with you, and you know, tell us how that works. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent and Bert. I have a quick personal story. I want to get you guys to comment on it. So a couple years ago, I would say, I was at a location a few miles from my house, and I was putting up signage, information that, you know, is contrarian, Vincent, to the mainstream, right? And so at the time, I thought I was safe, and I didn't get caught and whatever, got the sign up. And as I was coming back, I got to a stoplight, the first stoplight coming into my town, my area, And when I got to the stoplight, I was sitting there, maybe 5 seconds, and all of a sudden something hit me. When I say it hit me, gentlemen, like it, like all of a sudden something grabbed me, and it was like my, around my head, my neck, my chest area, and it was like I was almost paralyzed. And I wasn't so paralyzed that I took my foot off the brake, but I was like something had me. And it had me for a good, like, 5-10 seconds at least, maybe a little more, I don't know, but it was like something hit me. And then going back to the location later, I realized I was probably under surveillance putting up that information, like through cameras. We have cameras on all of our stop lights and everything. And they have all this technology on these poles that I don't know what it is. But I really do feel like this personally happened to me, and I feel like I was hit with some sort of weapon that's on stoplights.
Okay, one quick comment then, Bert. The same thing, same type of thing happened to Jeff Rentz. And, of course, he is a contrarian as well, and he's exposing all kinds of crimes and corruption, etc., on the Rentz Radio Network. So he ended up in a ditch, and he was seriously injured. So this has happened. Bert, your comments.
Yeah, all I can say is I hope that's not the case. You would think that if we do have these type of weapons, they're being saved for military use. I don't know what happened to you, but it seems like if we do have any type of weapon like that, we would save it for something much more egregious than posting some signs in the dirt.
Robert, I have a comment for you. This may bring you some insight. I was the chief designer for a computerization system in the city of Fayetteville, North Carolina, in the 90s. And part of that required me going into the airport because I was going to automate the airport, City Hall, E911, Parks and Recreation, the entire city, City Hall, all of it. And I was the guy. And so I was in the airport. I was in the control tower. And I went into the back room to see what I needed to automate there. And I became confused, dizzy, nauseous, because of all the high concentration of electronics in the control tower equipment room. I know what you're talking about. I had that happen to me. Back to you, Robert.
Yeah, Vince, I think you're right. It's just the oddest thing. It's never happened since, or, you know, never happened before. And it just, if we have this technology at our intersections, then we do. And if we don't have it, then it's just me, and I'm okay with that. I just know that it was like a weapon hit me. And I, you know, I'm an ex-military guy. I've never been hit with anything like this, man. It was odd.
Yeah, and I felt the same way when I was in the control tower equipment room. I mean, I almost had to be picked up and carried out. That's how strong it was. So, yes, there really is something to electromagnetic radiation at the frequency close to a gigahertz. I know this for an absolute fact. So, Bert, any quick comments in 10 seconds?
Well, I know the military does have denial weapons based on microwave, and I know that for a fact. But not sure what happened here.
Yeah. Robert, thank you so much for calling in. Bert, thanks so much for being with us. I'd love to talk more about lightning rods.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.